In what you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you divide in those houses, for the pretense make long prayer. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation, what you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is one, you make him twice as much as the son of hell as yourselves. Won't you blind guides who say, whoever swears by the temple is nothing, but whoever swears in the gold of the temple is obliged to perform. Fools and blind, for which is greater the gold of the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it is obliged to perform. Fools and blind, for which is greater the gift of the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Won't you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, who for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin? Come in and have neglected the righteous matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who restrain out a greed and swallow the camel. Want you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they were full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Won't you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are the whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophet. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Scribes, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. That on you may come all of the righteous bloodshed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of the Zacharias of Barachiah, son of Barachiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. Be off and not even shine in him, shine in ten year. Amen.